The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. This is Russ once again, and I'd like to welcome you to Podcasting Resources. And we're here for you beginners out there, as well as you advanced podcasters. And you can find us at www.podcastnorm.com. I'd just like you to know that we're really glad you're with us today, because if you weren't here, we'd just be talking to ourselves, as we've said many times before. So stand by for Podcasting Resources. Today's subject is beginner podcasters. You can and should make your own audio templates for your productions. The way of software and the internet today is toward making things easy for even the most casual users of the technology. Everything is moving toward software and techniques using templates. Templates allow the user to basically only need to know how to fill in the blanks or overwrite what's there, which makes what they want to accomplish much easier. I think templates are a great idea, and I use the ones I have made to make my podcasts. I make a couple of podcasts, and I have a couple of more in the planning stage, or in the works, if you will. Using a template makes my job of editing and turning out my podcasts go much faster. I can make them either way, with or without templates, but using them makes things go a little faster, especially after I've decided on the type format I want to follow. You see, I like to have a plan and follow it. It doesn't mean I can't bend it a little, it just means I have a type of map to follow. For the purposes of this article, I will be talking about using Audacity 1.2.6. If you don't already know about Audacity, it is an open source audio recording and editing program that is free, and it has a pretty fast learning curve to make it do what you want it to. Now, you may ask why I use version 1.2.6 instead of the beta version 1.3.7. Without going into a lot of detail, it is because it is the most simple and it is fairly glitch-free. The newest version, 1.3.7, is also good, but has a lot more features, and I don't think they're all necessary for the beginner. You see, I'm a firm believer in not spending more money than you need to spend for accomplishing the same ends. With what I'm going to talk about today, you will find that you still don't have to spend a lot of money to make your own templates for your audio productions, except maybe for the music. What you will have to do is learn or become familiar with your free Audacity program and some recording editing techniques. Believe me, a little practice goes a long way to getting a good start. What equipment and software will you need to make your own templates? That's pretty simple and straightforward. You will need, first, Audacity, an open-source recording editing program from audacity.sourceforge.net. You will also need a way to capture your voice, a microphone or a recording device of some sort, some original or royalty-free music, and then the willingness to learn to use some simple recording techniques, the ability to use what you know and learn from this and from others. Okay, now that you know what you need, do you know where to get started? If not, let's talk for a moment about the technique I use to make an audio template. The purpose we want to accomplish is to make production much easier and less time-consuming, especially when you do something repetitive. I'll be right up front with you. I am not going to go into a long-winded discussion right now of how to use Audacity to make a template. I am going to tell you why and how I do it. On another day, I will offer a screen capture video tutorial on using Audacity and making a template available for simply leaving me your first name and email address or joining my soon-to-come membership site. As I said, that is coming soon, so if you don't want to leave me your info at that time, I will also be making it available for a small donation. So, let's talk about this. In fact, take a quick listen to this audio. It was made with the same template I used for my Just a Fans View NASCAR podcast. I made this short one to tell people I had moved from one website to another. If you're reading this instead of listening, just click the play button below. Just a Fans View has moved to its new site. Hi, everybody. This is Russ, and I'm just giving you some info so you can tune into our new podcasts and articles at Just a Fan's View. As you probably already know, we talk about NASCAR, and it is the place where we talk about the upcoming races, and then we have the after chatter. I guess when it comes right down to it, you could say we have the pre-race chatter and the after chatter, or after race chatter. No matter what, we have fun. We love NASCAR racing, and we talk about it from Just a Fan's View. If you've already been listening to or reading us, we have moved to our new site, and if you haven't checked us out, you need to at justafansview.com. That's www.justafansview.com. Thanks for checking on us here, and we'll see you on the other side at www.justafansview.com. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you on the other side. I actually used that template to make my podcast over at Just a Fan's View and used it to slightly doctor that little audio file for the old site. I can tell you I can make my completed podcasts in 1/4 of the time now. That is not counting the time it takes to write them. That has always taken more time than I like to admit. Okay, now a quick overview of why you should use a template. If you think about making a podcast in a type of format or a planned form, then there is every reason why you should consider making a template for it. If you have heard some of my other discussions on this matter, you already know that I like a certain type of format. You don't have to use that type format, but you may want to have something similar. Here is my simplified format. First, I use a statement of copyright for my programs because, although I don't mind sharing information, I don't particularly relish the thought of someone profiting from my hard work unless I want them to. In other words, I want them to ask permission. Second, I start off with music of some sort just because I like it. It can either fade out after 10 to 15 seconds, or it can play as a musical floor beneath my podcast. I have done both. It adds so much to the presentation, and besides, most people like to have either a musical beginning or some sort of multi-track concoction to either get the attention of their listener or give a signature, so they know it's you. If you don't believe me, just listen to some other podcasts, radio programs, and television shows. Third, I use royalty-free music for the same reason I make a statement of copyright. This is because I believe that the people that make the music deserve what they ask for it because they work hard to make it happen. There is no reason to steal from a person, and there is a lot of royalty-free music available. At the end of this article, I will tell you a great source for some very affordable royalty-free music. Number 4. I have a canned close that I can insert at the end of my talk or show. This is because I want people to remember who I am and where they can find me in the future. It is also where I can make verbal disclaimers of the material contained in my podcasts. This protects me and the listener. Number 5. After a template is put together, all that remains is to add the latest talk or interview. If you have planned your template properly, this is merely adding the edited version of the file you want to use to a track in the template. Now, you may be moving a few items around so they fit better with the new track and the clothes, but that's very easy too. That sounds simple, doesn't it? Believe me, it is with a properly planned and constructed template. You will be amazed at how easy you can turn out your podcast on a continuing basis. Now, there is no reason why you cannot learn how to make templates and use this process quickly and easily. Who knows? You may find you actually have more time to do other things. Well, I'll talk more about that next time, but I mentioned I would tell you a great source for royalty-free music, so if you're reading this, click on the link right here, which will take you to Mike Stewart's $2 Themes, and it will take you to the most affordable source on the planet. Not only that, but some other great things, too. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time. Been listening to Podcasting Resources, a production of podcastnorm.com. For this podcast and more, you can find us at www.podcastnorm.com. By the way, if you'd like to know where you can get the music we used in today's podcast, just remember to click on the link at our website that says Mike Stewart. He is the Internet Audio Guy, and you can find him at InternetAudioGuy.com. Once again, this is Russ saying goodbye from Podcasting Resources, and that's a production of PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here.